We are back at Nebraska Mini Mart at our preferred location for quiet podcasting. Outside of
it's actually pretty. It's not bad to record here, to be honest with you.
Well, listen, we haven't actually listened to how it sounds. It might sound like complete dog shit. And for that, we apologize because we're going to have several of these. Last week's bonus, we talked about
Big Mac.
Christian's sandwich. He had a Big Mac here, yeah. And which is a take on the Big Mac from McDonald's. And then we talked about Big Macs for a while. And Christian alerted me afterwards. This is the 58th episode in a row that we've talked about fast food, which is also was alerted to me by my wife. She listened to one of the previous bonuses. She said, you guys really just can't talk about anything else besides fast food, right? And I guess so. I didn't even notice it was happening when it was happening. And I had no intention of talking about it.
She specifically asked.
Yeah. Can you stop doing that? And look. All right, look. We're mid-30s fat guys. What do we have in life? Yeah,
what joy do we have other than...
Please, don't rob us of that. But yeah, I'm sure we do. And we're actually going to try and have a little more structure in these. Maybe not structure is not the right word for the bonuses, but a little more...
varied topics, right? Outside of Popeyes.
We've been some episodes where just like literally like, hey, do you have anything to talk about? Nope. All right. Hit record. What happens? What do we talk about? We talk about Popeyes, talk about Big Macs. So we're going to try and be a little more cultured going forward. We're going to try. No promises. And speaking of culture.
Yes.
I believe you want to talk about a prestige television show, Watchmen.
Yeah, have you seen any of it? No,
I remember seeing the trailer for it when it came out, yeah, like 6 months ago, and I was like, "That looks pretty damn cool."
Yeah,
that was the extent of. Yeah, there's so many things that I see, and I'm like, "Oh, it looks great," and then I just will never
there's
watch.
I think that's the thing with it. There's always something else coming out, and as far as the Watchmen thing goes, like, I never felt that there needed to be a movie made, which was not. Wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, I remember when that movie came out and there was all the hype online about it. Was 2009? Sure. Something like,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's about right.
And there was, like, so much talk about how it was a movie that can't... It was a comic that can't be made into a movie.
Right, yeah,
that was the problem with it. Like, there's some books that, like, just can't be made into movies. This is the comic that can't be made.
Right.
And then so Zack Snyder decided to do it, and visually it seemed he... Got it.
Yes. Tonally, a little off, but...
The problem is, it's like... Well, I mean, you know more than I, but, like, translating anything like that to a screen is just easier said than done.
Sure.
You can storybook it and make it look exactly like it, but it's just not... It's, you know, people read things differently than all that, and sure, it's just never going to be universally accepted. Like, sure, this is exactly the way they should be.
Yeah, they end up having to change parts of the storyline just because it was budgetary restraints and kind of also it's just different things. Well, anyway, so at some point they decided to make a continuation of not so much the movie but more of the comic itself, but in a TV show form, which again is a very strange.
So this is a continuation of it.
Yeah, I thought it was like a spin-off kind of thing, but it's actually like takes place like after the main storyline. So there was a big twist in a recent episode where Dr. Manhattan was finally shown,
big blue guy,
yeah, to be not only alive, because like I guess the big question in the show is like, is he going to show up? Is he not? Whatever, because big, huge, all-powerful character. So he did eventually show up, and not only was he alive and living on Earth, he was an African-American man.
Oh, wow.
So... That got a lot of people. A lot of people were happy about it. There's a whole thing about how he chose new body, whatever, whatever. A lot of
So he was a white guy and he came back as a black guy?
I guess that's in this storyline.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
But of course, as always, as we've seen, there were some nerds that were pretty up in arms about it. This is from Twitter user Doomcock, who posted this: "Fuck you, Lindoff. You talentless cultural vandal. You've taken a fucking masterpiece and wiped your worthless ass with it and called it creation. I call it desecration. HBO's Watchmen is a disrespectful fucking disgrace. I have to ask, Lindoff, are you really Alex Kurtzman? So that last part is Kurtzman was the producer of the recent Star Trek film series, who a lot of people also, a lot of nerds also don't like because of SJW-esque things. So there were a lot of people up in arms online because anytime a character, even if it's explained within the show that like, oh yeah, he was a white guy and then he needed a new body, so he chose this dead black policeman and lived in his body instead, it's still going to be some sort of SJW propaganda. So
yeah, like, so I've wavered on this. Like, these guys, like, you know, the easy way to read it is like these guys are just racist assholes, right?
Well,
I think to me they're more just like autistic, and like, and if any change, any change at all is just they're being attacked.
But I think it's weird though, because you can say that, but then like if you look at like the Dark Knight, the Joker from the Dark Knight, who is like a completely different representation of the Joker, well, as he's shown, you know, I mean
literally like any sort of physical, like if the Joker looked completely different.
Yeah,
but was
I
the
guess.
Same exact character, they would be upset about it, because it'd be like how like they're like matching, you know, Pantone colors to the screen, like make sure the costumes are the same color, make sure the skin color is the same. Like, they're just like, if you're gonna do this, you better do it right.
Yeah,
you better
I
make
guess.
It look exactly. Which is why the Zack Snyder one is probably beloved by these nerds, because it's
exactly,
it looks the way some scenes are literally like.
They use the comic
there's
as
like
the
a
storyboard.
Shot where it's literally the exact same framing as the comic, which is, you know, some people might say, oh, that's a cool touch. That's a great, you know, it's a great
homage
to that, you know, and so that's cool that they did that. But then there's other people who are like, but it's a movie. It's not a static image. Framing on a comic book is so much different than framing for a fucking giant screen. With surround sound around you, like
I don't know. I think there are people that toe that line as far as having it to be, needing it to be the exact thing, but there are definitely people out there that have a problem with characters being cast as different. I mean,
no doubt,
it's happened. I can't even count the number of times this year that's come up.
I think a lot of those guys were started as like autistic type, and then they just like became racist because they're like, why is this stuff happening? And then someone explained to them, because of liberals in Hollywood or whatever. And they're like, oh, so that's my enemy. Okay. Like, they were completely apolitical before, but now, like, because some lady in some office somewhere in Hollywood made sure to, you know, make some superhero a woman instead of a man. Yeah. They're like, oh, that's the enemy of me now. That's my politics now, as I hate anyone that fucks with my comic books. So, it's a bad group of people.
Yeah.
But that first trailer for the Watchmen movie, do you remember that one with the Smashing Pumpkins song?
The TV show one? Yeah.
No, the movie.
No, the movie? I know, I do not.
This is 10, 11 years ago now. It was like one of the best trailers I ever saw. And it was a couple... There's a few trailers every couple years that are like better than the movie.
Sure.
That was one of them. Another one was God damn, I just forgot it. Can you think of anything like that where you're like, you saw 300? The trailer and you're like, 300. Well, there's Snyder.
Yeah.
Snyder vehicle.
Seems like a lot of
He's good at making trailers.
He's
for
good
movies.
At making pullout scenes. I think is the thing. He's good at, like, even Suicide Squad was.
So he's just like, that's why he's a good director for The Watchmen.
Did he do Suicide Squad?
I don't know.
Probably.
Good director for Watchmen, then, is because he's good at short little frames of stuff. Right. So that's why he's good to translate a comic book to that, which is also was 300, right?
Right. But I also think, too, it comes from the whole thing because he was like a commercial director. He was a music video, you know.
Yes.
He thinks in a very short.
He knows how to give you two epic seconds.
Right.
And then.
And then 30 minutes of drag. So.
Did I ever tell you that 300 was my favorite movie in the world at one point?
Sounds about right. Seems probably.
At that age, in my edgelordiest, I saw 300 in theaters. This is not a joke. Probably 15 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if I can explain some of that.
Okay. All right, go
that
ahead.
That was also when I was at my most... dating period ever.
Where, oh, where you had multiple dates?
So I just took like 7 women to see that movie. This poor, this
now,
poor
did you
guess.
Let them know you had seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And did you do the whole, like, I think you're really going to like this?
Yes.
Probably.
Well, yeah. It was more like, the way it was I'm like, look, here's how I'm interesting. You know, when you're trying to, like, pretend to be interesting, yeah. You're like, I have to come up with something that makes you think I'm different.
I don't want to show you my favorite film. 300.
Yeah, that was, man, that was stupid. Yeah, I was obsessed with that movie at the time, and it probably was just like me trying to define myself in some stupid way. Even if, you know, the movie itself is.
Have you watched it recently?
No. If I watch it now, it would be probably very painful for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on TV or something. Not too long back, and I watched maybe 15 minutes, and it's just one of those things where you're like, whew, boy, like, definitely can tell it was, like, all digital background, you know, like, it looks like a fucking, like, color forms, like, there's a clear separation between the characters and stuff, so it's like, and thinking, like, at one point, I thought this was, like, revolutionary, like.
Well, because it was, like, I remember the trailer at the time was saying it was, like, you know, comic book come to life or something like
right.
that. It was the first, you know, there were comic movies before that. And
but this was like
this is a graphic novel, right?
And it was like the straight adaptation.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything else was kind of had its own story, whatever.
Like the
right.
300 graphic novel had a very distinctive look to it, the same colors. And so right. the movie was like, we're going to take that, put it exactly on the screen. Whereas, like, you know, X-Men or Spider-Man, it was just the same characters. It wasn't like, we're going to try and bring in that same 60s style comic
right,
look.
Right.
It's going to be just a movie version of that. So
I don't think would ever work, and why they never did it, but that's fine.
At the same time, remember Beowulf, that movie?
I do. The Robert Zemeckis. Yeah, sure. The
why did that
Uncanny Valley.
Why did that guy get a big computer boner in the 2000s?
Boy, I don't know, because everything he made for the last, I can't remember the last time he made a movie that wasn't that.
what a weird turn.
Like, that's very.
It's like if, like, Tarantino's like, I'm a claymation guy now. Like, let's just. I'm going to do a bunch of claymation shit.
He does the next installment, like, Wallace and Gromit. It's.
I would rock.
Just,
that would be really
fun. Just
them
gunning
good.
Down a bunch of sheep or something.
A lot of N words coming out of.
God damn.
Gromit, they're coming into our neighborhood, Gromit.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this. The holidays are coming up here.
Uh-huh.
Shortly.
It might even be now, for all we know.
Yeah,
a couple episodes at once here, folks.
And I think we've touched on it before, but does your family ever, when you celebrated any sort of, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving, did you guys have, like, really weird traditions that you guys did?
I feel like we had pretty generic American family traditions. Like, we really didn't do anything crazy. We would open a present on Christmas Eve.
One, yeah.
That was, aside from that, and just like, yeah, nothing really crazy. We didn't really have any traditions that were outside of
something
norm.
You would see on like a like a Hallmark movie or something.
Yeah, we did stuff that would be, yeah, like. What, you know, the Home Improvement Christmas episode every year, like that's right. what they would do. It was right. nothing. We didn't do anything weird. Now, what about you?
Well, so we had a couple strange things. So for Christmas Eve, we would go to the one time we went to church a year. We would go to Christmas Eve service,
okay.
which for whatever reason at our Methodist church would be upwards of 3 hours long.
Oh,
A lot of stuff. Now, I've seen recently that they've somehow gotten like some sort of multimedia projection thing going on in the church. It's even worse.
Wow.
So that, glad I'm not that? Part of that anymore. But then we would go and go to the Chinese buffet for dinner every Christmas.
See, that's like what like Jewish people do or
yeah,
something, right?
Very, very mixed culturally. And then we would do the open one present thing. But also, my brother and I would put out wooden clogs by our door. Which is like a very...
It's like a German thing.
That's a German
right?
thing
yeah.
Where Sinterklaas would come and put gifts in the clogs. So every morning we'd wake up every Christmas morning and have some sort of comic book or whatever rolled up and stuffed in there. All of my friends thought that was the most insane thing they'd ever heard of. And looking back at it and realizing that no one else in the world does that.
It's specifically weird, yeah.
Yeah, really weird. To the point, my mother has bought my child her own set of clogs so that we can continue the tradition, which...
Are you?
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. Sorry,
Mom.
You need
to end that bloodline.
Yeah,
now.
That's just... So that's probably the weirdest stuff we did. And then currently, my family and I, we would do the Thanksgiving at the beach.
Yeah.
Which was always good. Cook the food up, cut it up, put it in the cooler, take it to the beach, and then throw everything away when we're there. That's pretty good.
That's fun.
A couple people have told about that for Thanksgiving.
I like that idea, actually.
Like, yeah, because then you're not stuck inside. You don't have to host anybody. It's very, very Florida.
Extremely kind of Florida. Like, hey, what do you do for Thanksgiving? Oh, we go to the beach.
Yeah.
Do everything.
No. Walk around for a little bit, go home, you're good.
I've only ever cooked at the beach a couple times.
With the grill?
Those like park grills or whatever.
Sure.
It feels like you're doing something.
You're not supposed to be, like, yeah.
Yeah, and then like, but it also feels like, man, this is pretty cool that we can do this here. And then you eat the food, and it's like, well, it's pretty shitty.
Should have just cooked it at home.
Yeah, because like you're not like paying too close attention to the meat or whatever, so it's like it's always overcooked.
Yeah,
and the whole reason you're doing it is just to say you did it.
Sure,
really.
And also the thing too is that what and how much and how long ago was whatever else cooked on that surface, right?
Yeah,
that's always the question I have, because you walk past those things, and those 1-inch steel bars are coated in at least three inches of just burnt on grease.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and because I'm every time I go there, it's been a while, but every time I'm there, there's someone else cooking, and they're like the shittiest possible grill chef ever. They're like, they're just like throwing newspaper in there. It's like, it just needs to be a big fire.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like they're putting, it's putting like cellophane. Like, just make it hot, make it fire. And like
you got it. Yeah, and then they're done, and they're just throwing like their styrofoam plates on top of it.
Okay, like, it's gone.
Oh,
though. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Like most pollution in the world is from that. It's from like assholes at the beach and their grills. Yeah, like I remember seeing, I was at a park, and this family was like doing like a birthday party there, and they had those grills set up, and they were like they chopped down branches from one of the trees there, and like just put on.
That's fantastic.
They were like desecrating the state forest for that shit.
That's what that green wood will really that'll burn gray.
Just wet green wood. Doesn't burn, adds the worst possible flavors to your food.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
This hot dog tastes it's sumac.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some more people
here. Yeah, we just had some people show up here. We just had two cars pull up, and then several families piled out of it. There is also a guy right there in the black car. If you see him right there, he's just been sitting there. So a guy pulled up probably 10 minutes ago. Right around when we started recording this episode, he just pulled in into the parking lot right here. And he's just parked there, looking at his phone in his car.
He's got to make the decision.
Don't know what's going on. Maybe he's just like, I need somewhere quiet to hang out. And he realized this is the best spot for that. This is a good spot. It's a shame that it's will be shutting down before the end of this episode.
It's
got to
be soon, right?
I haven't, we've been here for a little bit now. No one's certainly... Barely anyone's here. No one's tried to play any of the games that they have set up outside. Immaculately set up. You got a bocce ball court here. It looks like it was professionals set it up. It is naked. It's empty. There's nothing going on. There's like cool, what's that, like a little seating pavilion thing area over there that's just empty. We're not helping because we're just sitting over here recording our super podcast.
Which has gotten some looks from the staff, but nobody said anything.
Absolutely.
Nobody said anything, so.
The last group of people that just came up, there was an 8-year-old with them. She just stared daggers at us as we were recording. Can't blame you, kid. I don't know why we're doing it either. But like, if you came up and asked, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Don't know how to answer that. If I told you a podcast, you wouldn't.
Would not know what that is. So we're talking about movies there. And
as we do, that or fast food, apparently.
There's a guy, this guy, Brandon Davis, who works at comicbook.com, and on Twitter his handle is the Brandalorian. Really good. He tweeted this out a couple weeks back. Who can even afford 2021 at the movies? Like, damn. Mortal Kombat, Shang-Chi, Fast 10, Doctor Strange 2, Matrix 4, John Wick 4, Jurassic World 3, The Batman, Indiana Jones 5, Space Jam 2, Spider-Man 3, MI7, The Suicide Squad, Thor 4, Black Adam, Avatar 2.
God.
So this guy lists off 16 movies, all of which are either sequels or remakes, reboots, or whatever, exception of Shang-Chi, which it's in itself is a spinoff from every other Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's yeah. God.
And that is what he has to look forward to for two years. He's looking 2 years out. He's excited for that.
Man, that sucks. Okay, let's go some of the more bewildering ones on this list. So I remember I saw the other day that John Wick 4 and Matrix 4 are coming out the same day.
What? Who called that one? That's stupid. Right?
I think Keanu's agent made that one happen. God damn, that's how obnoxious. That's still so far from now, but
the post about it.
The post that day, because the internet already has some weird fascination with Keanu.
Yeah,
that weekend's gonna suck ass. And by the way, both movies are probably gonna be fucking terrible too. Yep. Matrix 4, it's gonna be unwatchable. Right? Horrible.
I can only... Okay, just... Can you imagine... Okay, so... No, literally no sets. There's not going to be any physical sets in this.
No.
It's going to be...
Might as well be a CGI movie, right?
Right.
Might as well be a Pixar film. Fast 10. Good God.
Insane, right?
I've only seen the first one.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. I saw the first one. It was at a LAN party in 1999. Or 2000, whatever year it came out. Someone had a a shaky cam
like screen
bootleg version of it, and I watched it at a LAN party.
Nice.
Which says so much about so much. There's 10 of the idea of any movie franchise hitting 10 and people still being excited about it.
That's insane.
Like, when you think of the 10th, like, Friday the 13th or whatever, it's like, it's basically direct, it's not even direct to cassette, it's direct to...
Sci-fi, yeah, sci-fi original.
Yeah, and yeah, this is going to be an actual theater movie, god damn.
Yep.
The Batman, what the hell is that?
The Batman is, so that's going to be Robert Pattinson
as
Bruce Wayne / the Batman. I believe who's the guy from There Will Be Blood, not Daniel
Dano?
Paul Dano is going to be the Riddler.
That makes sense.
So
I can see that. I'm excited about it now.
But I guess little Robert Pattinson there is having some problems bulking up to become the Dark Knight, which, I mean...
They should have thought of that before they...
Cast him, yeah, probably.
You know, they're probably just CGI his muscles on him or something.
Yeah, who gives a shit at this point?
At that point, fuck it.
Yeah,
Paul Dano's a good... I can see him as a good Riddler. He's got that...
manic kind of thing going for him.
He was good in There Will Be Blood. He had that, you know, had that crazy energy in that scene at the, like, doing the sermon or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's good at that shit. Indiana Jones 5.
Whew.
God fucking help us.
Okay, so when I remember when Crystal Skull came out.
Yes. Huge deal. The day it opened.
Sure. And I remember seeing it and then thinking, like, okay, Steven Spielberg just needs to stop making movies. Because they're at some point in his career between right before Jurassic World came out, something happened to him where he can no longer make a good movie. Every movie he's made since then is complete
garbage.
And also,
like, Lucas was the, like, basically the co-director of that thing.
Correct.
So you had two guys who are billionaires.
Who are so, like, out of touch with what their audience wants
to
see.
No one can say no to them. Yep. So it's like, what? Just a horrible movie. Like, totally, everyone was just... It's one thing if you're going to reboot the franchise.
Yeah.
Also a bad idea, but I can understand that way more than I understand another fucking Harrison Ford Indiana.
Because what is he now, 78? Something like that? He's up there, right?
What are we even doing? They're not going to bring back Shia LaBeouf. They set up that the end of that movie, like,
to pass it on to him. As
you're,
like,
the next
Indiana Jones, right?
But clearly, after that movie sucked ass, maybe not. They're gonna do the same thing with Timothy
Chalamet or whatever
the fuck, like, just some other young, or just any, pick an asshole from Stranger Things and just give it to him, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna suck ass. It's gonna be the same exact. It's gonna be the same fucking thing as the fourth one. It's gonna be like, I'm too old for this shit, and there's another guy who's not too old for this shit. And
yeah, I can't. I cannot imagine what the. I don't know. You know what? It used to be at one point in my life I would hold out hope for stuff like this, but I can no longer do that. It's just I don't. Anything that I once was interested in, I no longer care about.
The Suicide Squad?
That's right. So this sequel to the two Suicide Squad is called The Suicide Squad.
How did that become a thing with sequels where they can just add the or remove the? Like we're going to have two that year with The Batman.
The Batman, yep.
And The Suicide Squad. I remember like it was Fast and Furious, and it was like The Fast and the Furious, or was it the opposite or something like that?
The Fast and the Furious, and then at one point one of them was like Fast and Furious, like the seventh yeah. one or something was Fast and Furious.
How does that equate?
No idea. Don't know. Doesn't track for me either. Yeah, so that's and that's going to be James Gunn, the guy that did all the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, so okay. Everybody's all hot and horny for
but
that.
Wasn't he like a sexist or racist or something like that?
He did something. He did like some weird rapey tweets like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Apologized for it.
But speaking of that, when is the next Galaxy? Is that next year? 2020?
I don't know. Or this year? I think that's even longer. Oh, okay. That might be 2022.
Okay. Good God. So 2022, this guy's not going to have any money for 2022, which is going to have this exact same list, but add an extra number to
that's
him.
That's right.
Yeah. And add an extra the, remove the Thor, the Black Adam. What the hell is Black Adam?
Black Adam is a sequel to Shazam. He is the evil counterpart to Shazam, played by Dwayne Johnson.
Shazam.
Okay. I was thinking about this. This is going to be a little... I feel like Dwayne Johnson pulls upon his... gets to do the toe the line on the race thing a lot, it seems. Have you ever noticed that? Because like there'll be certain roles he'll play where he's like playing like a black character, and then he'll do like a press tour and talk about like how important it is, and then he like does like the Polynesian, like the...
So what is he? So is that what are you asking?
He's half black and half like Hawaiian.
Okay.
But it seems like he gets to whichever one he wants to put forward, he puts forward. Okay. And I think that's kind of a weird thing, because then his whole thing for this is like the first black anti-hero.
Gotcha.
And it's like yeah, but like
the first black anti-hero.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
There's some things that aren't milestones, and that's one of them.
But again, it's just like this weird thing where it's like, yeah,
that's
but
not
you're
quite
like,
Jackie Robinson.
You yeah, you're black, but you're not like black, you know, like
that's an interesting line to take.
I'm probably gonna cancel for it, but it's just like it's just a weird thing where it's like because like the whole Moana thing was like he's like yeah getting back to my roots is like a native you gotcha. Know, islander and stuff, and it's like but then
so
turn
he'll
around
like,
and be like yeah and, you know I'm proud of my black roots.
He'll
and,
fully embrace something
correct,
for one
for
role,
one role
for one and, press junction and correct. Then be like the next one's like yeah I'm 100% from the island of Hawaii.
Yeah, he's wearing like the Leian shirt. Yeah, yeah. No, it's just a
totally.
Weird. I that's one of those things where I think Dwayne Johnson's a very likable guy, but I also think he is just he's just a marketing guy. That's
if you're that big, you're making that much money in a movie, you're just completely just a you're just a part of culture at that point. You're not even like
yeah, like he can just make a movie and everybody goes and sees it because he's made you know, it's a very Arnold kind of thing, right?
It's
he's just marketing himself as
it might even be more than Arnold, I don't know. It's hard I we're not in the same generation as that. Like movies nowadays just aren't the same as
no. They're not events, right? That like I was just thinking too. Like, do you remember there was a sequel to 300? Did you?
I remember. I never saw
okay,
it. Though.
See, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like that would have been that was not a T2 level event, especially after.
Pretty good example of that is the week we're recording this. Coming up, we have a Star Wars movie coming out. Supposedly the last one. I've never seen anyone fucking talking about.
Nope.
No one gives a shit.
No.
Like it's, we have a. This is the ninth ever Star Wars movie of this thing that's supposed to be the last one. It's supposed to be like, you know, what...
Closing the chapter
if,
on,
if,
yeah.
You know, 20 years ago we said the last ever Star Wars movie was coming out, it would be the biggest deal ever. And no one really seems to give a shit. I'm sure it's going to make tons of money, but no, just like... No one's excited.
I think the thing, too, is it's the saturation we've talked about before where, like, a sequel would come out and you'd be
yeah.
6 years later, right? And now it's planned out, and you know,
it's so
this
planned
guy
out.
You know, 2 years in advance. Well, that weekend I'm going to be at that movie, so it just really takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, when there's a calendar of, because we know the next like 6 years of Disney movies or something like that. It's like oh, so it's just like there's no artistry to it. It's just like we got to pump them all out and dump them out. It's not like we have a Star Wars movie coming whenever the director figures it out.
There's
a very hard. And someone made a post online this week about like the difference between, like, there's way, however we think about Lucas, there's so much more artistic integrity with that, because it was like, this is one guy's vision,
right?
And those prequels, not great, but you can understand, like, this is just one fucking weird guy.
This is what he wanted to do. Right. That's
what,
like,
this is my fucking thing. It's not gonna be great, but now it literally is just like, we have a fiscal year responsibility to meet these deadlines to our investors or whatever. So this movie has to be done by this. It has to be this length. It has to have these exact sort of jokes for the Chinese market and
correct,
shit like
that. It has to meet this criteria for characters. Ugh. And we have to have this many action figures made off of it. And
it is so rote, so by the numbers. And it's, even if the movies are like technically better, you still, the whole time you're watching, you realize, like, man, there's nothing here. This is just a complete nothingness. Absolutely nothing here. And I think as time goes on, we will, like, as we're, you know, a couple decades from now, maybe we'll actually really appreciate the Lucas prequels more as just actual, like, these are films. These were made with whatever you can say about them.
With artistic vision, yeah.
There was an integrity to them. Sorry, it was a weird billionaire's integrity, but better than whatever the fuck is going on now. But also, like, the whole pretense of this, like, even in the trailers, like, this is the final, the end of the chapter. Like, no, it's fucked.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what the fuck? Are you just, the same week, like, there's an entire new theme park for
that
Star
opened,
Wars opening up. Like,
right.
You really think we're going to believe that this is it? Out of your
they
fucking mind.
They think we're stupid. That's what it is.
Someone's buying it, and those people are morons.
Well, this Brandalorian guy, the other thing I saw him do is he got tickets to the opening night for that, so I hope he has fun.
Sure he will. I mean,
and I'm sure he will tweet and not get paid for how great it was, and everyone needs to go see it multiple times.
Yeah, guys like this don't dislike any of these movies.
That's right.
They can't. It's not. If they hated the movies, they wouldn't be already planning for their wallets to be destroyed in 2 years.
Which he works for comicbook.com. You think he's going to pay for any single one of those movies? Absolutely.
I was
not
listening to some movie podcast about, like, should critics even, like, review these movies anymore? Like, because at a certain point, it's like there's no artistry to it, so you're just review. It's almost like a consumer goods review. It's
sure.
Like,
yeah. It becomes just, it's all opinion, right? It's not.
It's like, do we need to hear a critic's opinion on the latest Marvel movie or the latest Disney movie? Like, it's not a, we know there's no art to it.
Do you think we're past the age of, like, having movies like Criterion Collection style? Like, I mean, there's stuff that comes out that everybody's like the whole, like, the Marriage Story, like, oh, this is, you know, the next great. But then you, like, watch it, it's just like, it's the same shit. Well, like, I don't know. It's weird. I think we're past that point, because the other thing too is, like, it doesn't. There's no turnaround. Like, there's no time taken to, like, you can edit a scene in a day, right? Used to be like you would have to shoot something and then you'd go back 6 months later and edit the thing.
You had to, like, physically edit things.
Yeah, right. And then you had to figure out, like, oh, okay, the tone of this is different than I remember it. So how does that work? Whereas now it's just like, yeah, we'll just chop the fucking thing together, and who cares? And yeah, it's fine. I think there's a lot of that too.
Making movies now is easier than ever, but also that means there's so many shortcuts, and you're just gonna have so much. There's technically probably more better movies than ever. Like, if you really go down the list of everything that happens at, like, movies that come out every year, if you go through all the indie stuff and all that,
right?
You'll probably find there's more gems in 2019 than 1973 or whatever.
Sure.
But
will they be as revealed as
the best movies? the best movies from 73 are better than the best movies now.
Right.
They're just more better movies now, but not great movies.
Not
now.
The quality, right, yeah. Right.
So, I don't know what that means. It means movies will be dead in a couple years, hopefully.
I don't know.
I've said before, but we have enough movies. We're good.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, if all we're going to do is just do these remakes and sequels, like, what's the point, really? What's the point?
Money. That's all it is.
Okay.
I mean, wow. Yeah, like, I'm going to die having not seen, like, 1% of good movies ever.
Yeah, because all these other shitty ones are coming out.
And it's just like, you know, we're never going to reach... I'm never going to be able to see every good movie that's already been made, let alone the new ones.
Yeah, true.
Let's just go ahead and stop making them. Like, and just be like, every year be like, okay, we're going to put out the old ones in the theaters again that you guys haven't seen, and you go see them. I'm like, oh yeah, that's really good. We don't need new things, right?
It's true.
We don't need new anything. We just need to slowly, very carefully descend to the grave. It's kind of what I'm hoping for.
What a thought.
Isn't this the best way to end a podcast?
What a closer.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Bye.